Today we have the last session on love.
我们大家一同打开圣经，哥林多前书第十三章第十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13.
我先读第一到第十节。
One to 13.
有第十三节，请你们读。哥林多前书第十三章第一节到第十节。
First Corinthians 13, 1 to 13.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的锣响的钹一样。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够以山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若能将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无疑。我们大家读第十三节。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。我们在这地头祷告。
Let us pray。
感谢上帝，从年头到年尾，你与我们同在；从岁首到年终，你的力量在我们的身上，你用你的恩、你的爱吸引我们，用你的道、用你的真理光照我们，用主你自己奇妙的大能改变我们，使我们从你的道、从你至圣的真理中间得着力量，继续不断使我们更形成像你的样子。我们把一切荣耀归给你，求主你今天赐福每一个到你面前来的人，用主你至圣的真道、活泼的圣言、永远长存的真理来建立我们，使我们被建造在有根有基主耶稣的磐石上，给我们被建造在主你爱里面，可以兴旺起来，可以成全，可以达到更成熟、更蒙你悦纳的地步。你赐福你的仆人，给他当讲的话语是讲的翻译，两个人同感一灵，同心合意，把你的心智、你的心意向我们说明。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。
阿们
阿们。我们已经有三次的时间思想到关于爱的问题。
We have spent three sessions on the topic of love.
因为这个问题呢，就是讲一二十次也没办法完全讲清楚。
And surely we cannot finish even if we spend 20 times.
因为爱的问题是太大太大。
The topic of love is great indeed.
与爱有关的各方面的事情是太多太多。
And there are numerous things that are linked with love.
但只有在基督里面，我们才真正明白神的爱是与人之间的爱完全不一样。
Only in Jesus Christ we know for sure that the love of God is different from that of men.
所有的东西的哲学家都曾经花了很多的心思，用了许多的文笔来描写什么叫做爱。
All the philosophers of the East and West have spent lots of time on the topic of love.
世界最讲不完的故事就是爱情故事。
And the never-ending story would be the love story.
爱所产生出来的事迹，可以写成永远没有止境的文学作品。
And things relating to love can be an endless theme for writers.
但是这些无穷无尽的爱的故事的中间所隐藏的，就是男女之间互相倾慕的一种感情。
But many, very often the love that we talk about is a love between a man and a woman.
这种感情是不能分享。
And this is a love that cannot be shared.
这种感情是要占有的。
It is a possessive kind of love.
这种感情是自私的。
And a selfish one.
这种感情绝对不能让对方被别人所拥有。
And this emotion would not be shared by the other party.
所以在爱的同时，可能就增加了许多不必要的感情在其中了。
And therefore, in the midst of love, we have many unnecessary emotions as well.
为了专心爱我们所爱的人，我们就忽略了许多我们当尽的责任。
In order to love this person that we love, we often have other responsibility that we leave behind.
爱才能推动我们上进一个很大的力量。
Love becomes a motive that will move us forward.
最吝啬的人，当爱的时候， 他会慷慨一段时间。
So when a person is very stingy, but he's in love, he will be generous for a while.
斯卡隆个人感到很奇怪，怎么他现在敢这么用钱，敢这么牺牲，敢这样送礼物给他所爱的。
And people will be astonished that this stingy person would now be so generous to buy gifts for the loved one.
这段的时间呢不太长，就是。
But this period of time is not too long.
等到结婚以后，他又回来变成吝啬的人。
After he get married, he will become as old.
把那些送给他的东西也来带回他自己家里来了。
Because all the gifts he has given would be retrieved back.
所以这种爱是给予的吗？
Is this a giving kind of love?
不一定如此。
Not necessary.
当爱刺激一个人的时候，
When love stimulates a person,
一个最懒惰的人变成很殷勤的人。
A lazy person will become hardworking.
所以很多很不爱读书的男孩子，当他们看见在课堂里面有个很美的女孩子，他变成很殷勤读书。
So many lazy students, especially men, would study very hard because there's a pretty girl in the class.
因为如果他不好好读，他一留级就不能同班了。
Because if he should stay behind, he will not be with the girl anymore.
所以爱的力量是大得不得了，父母亲所不能改的，一个漂亮的女孩子就把一个男孩子完全个性改过来了。
And so the power of love is very strong. The parents could not do this, but the pretty girl could change a man around.
人与人之间的爱，
the love between humankind,
不是创造者之爱。
It's not the same as that of the creator.
所以在木马屠城记里面，
and so in the story of Troy,
一个美可以庆过庆城的女子，
a absolutely beautiful woman,
所以结果是一个人爱上她的人要牺牲了整个国家几百年来所建立的城邦，所有几十万的人要付之将要消亡。
Created the death and destruction of a city because the person, a king loves him.
这是爱吗？
Is this love?
这种爱是不是上帝的爱呢？
Is this the love of God?
所以呢，当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus Christ came to the world,
就注入了人性中间，注入人文化中间一件从来没有人所明白的感情，叫做 agape。上帝的爱，
He gave to humanity a love that we could never understand. Agape love, the love of God.
基督爱我们，
Christ loved us.
他来到这个世界，
and He came to be with us.
他又离开世界回父那里去，
and He left us and returned to the Father.
请问基督从世人得做什么？
What did Jesus Christ get from us?
他的爱领受了怎样的报偿？
And what sort of reward did he have giving us his love?
爱使他过一个怎样享受的生活？
How did he enjoy his life?
这是完全没有的。
These are things that did not exist.
His love never rewarded with the enjoyment of his own life on this earth. 他在世界上是贫穷，是受欺凌，以不公义的对待，被挂在木头，在世界上受尽人对他的仇恨攻击。
And when he was alive, he was humiliated and unjustly treated and persecuted by the people he loved.
这件事完全没有改变他对人的爱的那个感觉。
But all these things did not change the nature of his love.
这种这么圣洁的爱的感情，是在任何一个宗教领袖、任何一个文化巨子的生活中间，永远未曾出现的。
This kind of pure love and holy love cannot be found in any religious leader or writers.
所以只有基督有权柄说，你们要效法我。
Only Jesus Christ has the authority to say, be like me.
你们学我的样子。
Follow my example.
你们要负我的轭，你们要背我的重担。
Take on my yoke and carry my cross.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
因为我们因为对基督没有真正个别的深入的思考，所以我们把它当作是诸圣人中的一个而已。
Because we have not thought in depth about Jesus Christ, we always think that he's like one of the religious leaders.
我们以为我们对他的尊重已经够了。
We think that we have honored him enough.
我们以为我们对他的了解已经正确了。
We thought that we have enough understanding of him.
却不知道在生命中间隐藏着深深与我们的观念完全不同的另外一个境界带来的圣洁的爱。
But in his life, there is this realm that we cannot imagine, this pure and holy love.
正如你以为月亮在山上，你到山顶的时候才知道月亮在天上。
It is as if you think that the moon is on the hill, and then you climb on the hill, but actually the moon is up in heaven.
无论你爬得多么高，它一定比你爬到的境界还更高。
Surely, no matter how high you would climb, the moon will be higher than you.
这是不是就是卡巴所讲的 the holy other 的观念呢？
This is like the concept of Kaobab, the holy other.
是绝对于另外一个。
It is the absolute other.
你以为你明白了他，还是另外一个。
When you think you have understood him, he is still the other
person. 你以为你达到了他，远在天边。
When you think that you have reached him, he is still beyond reach.
基督的爱从本质来说，绝对不是人的产品。
The essence of the love of Christ is not man-made.
基督的爱从本质来说，不是理性所能完全明白。
The essence of the love of Christ is not something we can completely understand.
基督的爱从我们心情来说，是我们无法完全体会的。
And emotively, we cannot completely appreciate His love.
而他是这么具体、这么真实，曾经活在世界上。
And he truly has lived among us in a very real manner.
这个爱也曾经这么多触动了千千万万个人，使他们的生活完全改变过来。
And his love indeed has transformed millions of people.
那我们今天谈到爱的时候，我们谈到的是上帝的爱，或者谈到是人的渴慕呢？
When we talk about love today, are we talking about the love of God or the admiration of man?
当我们在爱里面过生活的时候，我们是过一个我自我愿意达到的自私的那种感情，或者活在神那种牺牲自我伟大的感情里面。
When we say we live in love, do we live in this selfish type of love, or do we live in a self-sacrificing love of God?
我们常常感到我因为爱，因为我从我给人的东西证明出我是牺牲的。
We always think that we are a loving person because we give other people a lot of things.
那保罗在这里竟然讲到，我把我所有的都分给人，却没有爱。我就对我没有益处。
The Apostle Paul says here that I may give away everything I have, but if I do not have love, it is of no benefit to me.
第一次深深思想这一件事情的时候
，When I thought about this verse for the first time,
我救过来一个人可以把什么都给人，但是他绝对不是出于爱情。
I suddenly awakened to the fact that a person could give away everything and still not have love.
我们有爱，我一定愿意给。
Surely when we have love, we would be willing to give.
所以爱就推动了一个人肯牺牲自我，肯放下一切，肯把自己的与别人分享。
Love would empower a person to give of himself and to share of himself.
但是保罗既然说呢，把自己与别人分享，从自己有的牺牲给别人，不等于就是有爱。
But the Apostle Paul says, when you do this, giving everything you have, it doesn't mean that you have love.
这样讲不只是我们越来越感到很模糊，不用明白圣经所要求的到底是。
Surely this will make us more confused and it being very difficult to understand how what the Bible meant.
我们的观念中间，舍己的身体，甚至让人焚烧掉我们这只有一个的身体。这是何等伟大的爱和牺牲。
In our normal understanding, when a person gives of himself for others in the flames, surely this is a great thing.
但保罗竟然说，我就是叫人焚烧我的身体，却没有爱，对我仍然无益。
But the Apostle Paul says, surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
所以这样爱跟爱的表现，爱跟爱所放诸于行动中间的那些事，是可能完全不同的两件事。
Therefore, we see that love may not be related to the expressions of love.
在我们还年轻的时候
，When we are still young，
我们很惊奇的，越南有很多的和尚，他们在路上浇了土油，浇了汽油，然后点火把自己烧死的，竟然静坐不动，不叫。
We are shocked by the incidents we see in Vietnam where monks would burn themselves up in protest but stay very still.
跟今天基督徒给蚊子咬就骂上帝完全不一样的两回事。
This is very different from Christians that would curse God at the slightest provocation.
我们受一点痛苦就把上帝当作发泄的对象。
When we just suffer a little bit, we will blame and curse God.
你的爱在哪里？
So where is our love?
这种对神无情也不正确的追讨。
This sort of demand from God that's unjust.
是因为输入到我们里面的神观念的错误所产生出来的回应。
Comes because our doctrine of God is wrong.
正像牛顿的物理学的定律所说的，作用力等于反作用力。
It's like what Newton says, there is a, for every action, there's a reaction.
我们领受了对神错误的观念，就产生了我们对神误会或者批判的话语。
The fact that we are taught wrongly about God produces a wrong reaction to God.
许多的外邦人因为惧怕他们的神明的刑罚，在受苦的时候是更敬畏他们的神。
But many pagans, because they are afraid of their God, in the midst of their suffering, they become more reverent.
基督徒因为对上帝的爱有无理的、 没有好好解释的了解，所以凡是受苦就怪上帝的爱不够在他们身上。
But because Christians have been taught wrongly about the love of God, when we suffer, we blame God.
我们有受苦的时候，我们就埋怨上帝。
And we will grumble against Him.
所以当我看见这些佛教徒无哀无自怜无尖叫无反抗的静坐，让自己被火烧死，我是敬佩万分。
When I see that these Buddhists would burn themselves up without any sense of self-pity or fear, I have deep respect.
但保罗的答案告诉我们，你自己叫人焚烧，不一定等于你有真正的爱。
But here the Apostle Paul says, when you burn yourself up, it does not mean that you have love.
你把你所有的东西都分给穷人，不等于说你对他们有爱。
Or you have given everything you have to the poor, it does not necessarily mean you love them.
所以重要的不是这些人的牺牲，重要的是这些牺牲跟爱没有关系，其他的动机又有什么价值呢？
The most important point is not that there was a sacrifice, but whether this sacrifice is related to love.
结果我们在过最近这四年中发现许多炸弹爆炸自己的那些敢死队的回教徒。
For the past few years, we have had the suicide bombers that will blow themselves up.
这些人是伟大的吗？
Are they great people?
他们可以杀自己，同时去杀别人。
They will kill themselves just to kill others.
为了达到他们对别人仇恨所要报仇的目的。
In order to elicit vengeance against others.
他们牺牲自己的小我，要成全整个团体仇恨的意念。
And they have this self-sacrificing spirit to fulfill that of the group.
这些目的是杀人，所以根本没有爱可以谈的。
The aim is to kill, and so there is no love.
啊，这些东西原本在圣经里早就隐藏。
All these teachings are implicit in the Bible.
为了杀仇敌而不得不杀自己的例子，从参孙开始。
This example of killing the enemies by killing yourself came from Samson.
参孙把两个柱子爆掉，把他们整个摧毁了。这个庙塌下来，自己死也是3000个仇敌死。
Samson killed himself by pulling down the pillars of the temple, but also therefore killed 3,000 of them.
圣经讲一句话，他死的时候所杀的人。逼他活着的时候，所杀的人还更多。
The Bible says that he killed more in death than when he was alive.
那么这种牺牲没有什么价值。
But this sort of sacrifice has no meaning.
因为这种牺牲不但不是出于爱。
Not only did it not come from love.
而常常是出于恨的报仇的动机产生出来。
Very often it came from hatred or the sense of vengeance.
所以直到耶稣就到世界上来的时候。
But when Jesus Christ came to the world.
他的行动他的终极就把那真正的爱表现出来。
His action and his goals in life expresses what true love was.
这个爱是跟他的圣洁关联的。
And this love is related to his holiness.
这个爱是跟他的公义关联的。
And also related to his righteousness.
这个爱是跟他的良善关联的。
And this love is related to his goodness.
当我们谈到爱的同时要牺牲千万人的生命的时候，你不能说爱跟真正的公义是表明在一起的。
When you look at a person who sacrificed himself for all people, it does not mean that the love is linked with true righteousness.
像特洛瓦的战争，为了一个美丽的女人要牺牲整个民族，那个爱到底是不是真的呢？那个爱到底有价值吗？
Like in the battle for Troy, thousands of people died for this one beautiful woman. There is no meaning to this.
几百年建立起来一个王国，要因为一个爱情要完全毁灭下去。
And a kingdom that has been created for centuries is destroyed for one love story.
这个爱对人类有什么启发呢？
Is there inspiration in this love story for humanity?
而你所爱的人40年、50年以后，不过是一个比较像样的老太婆罢了。
And however beautiful this woman may be, she will grow old after many years.
但为了她的缘故，牺牲了整个民族、整个文明、整个城市，这到底是不是值得的？
And because of Helen of Troy, thousands of people and the civilization was destroyed.
就当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候。
But when Jesus Christ came to the world.
我看见人类的观念中间，人的本性中间，对什么叫做真正的爱，才有正确的了解。
We see the true understanding towards what true love is all about.
所以我个人对约翰是非常非常惊奇的。
Personally, I am amazed by the Apostle John.
我深深相信约翰的天才是超过柏拉图、阿里斯多德。
I truly believe that the genius of John is greater than Plato or Aristotle.
这个加利利很简单的一个渔夫。
He was just a simple fisherman from Galilee.
因为他的生命为耶稣基督所接触到。
But because his life was touched by Jesus Christ.
他的使命顺服了耶稣基督给他的呼召。
He was obedient to the call of Jesus.
他的思想顺服上帝的道在他身上的陶熏。
And his thought was molded by the word of God.
所以他讲的话已经影响了千千千万万万的人类，在历史历代中超过所有被柏拉图影响的人。
So the words that he has written would influence millions of people more so than Plato.
他讲了一句很重要的话，基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
And he wrote something very important, because Christ died for us, this is how we know what love is.
讲的人与人之间的爱是平线的，是向上的。
The love we have towards humanity is horizontal or vertical.
平线是因为我是一个做老师的，你是一个做老师的，我们有师师之间彼此尊重的感情。
It can be horizontal if I'm a teacher, you are a teacher, we are peers.
我是一个爱音乐的人，你是一个爱音乐的人，我们就同样的志向，我们就彼此尊重，这种爱是平行的爱。
Or that I love music and so do you, so we have a horizontal relationship.
但你盼望有一些东西是你克服你理想的很崇高的目的，你去追求那种爱是向上的爱。
But you have ideas, things that are higher than you, you go up in vertical love.
我们盼望得到比我们更美、更聪明、更伟大、更有价值的东西的时候，那种爱都是向上的爱。
And we seek after things that are more beautiful, that has more value than we are, that is towards the upwards.
只有神不是如此。
This only God is the exception.
没有比神更美的。
There is nothing more beautiful than God.
没有比神更好的。
Nothing better than God.
没有比神更丰盛的真理。
No truth that are more abundant than God.
没有比神更永恒的。
There are nothing that can last more than God.
这些人追求的至终最高的本体就是神的自己。
The ultimate aim towards humanity seeking is God Himself.
而这个至高者一发出感情爱的时候，而且他是大大发动他的怜爱。
And when the highest expresses his love, he expresses it in a great abundance.
是完全相对比他更低的受造者、堕落者、犯罪者、肮脏污秽的你我发出。
And when he expresses his love, it will be towards people like us, filthy sinners like us.
所以爱不是向上，不是盼望得救，盼望追求理想中间最完美的，然后成为己有。
It is not a love that is possessive, that go upwards to try to grab something.
因为神什么都有了。
Because God already has everything.
神丰盛的丰盛，没有任何的缺乏。
He is the abundance of abundance. There's nothing lacking in him.
他的至高之处还要追求什么呢？
He is at the highest. There's nothing for him to seek.
他盼望有更高的理想，因为他已经最高了。
Can he seek for higher things?
所以当神把爱发出去的时候，
Therefore, when God expresses His love,
那是赐给他更低、更卑微、更不配，那是有罪抵挡他的。
He will be given to those who are lowly, who are unworthy, sinners who oppose him.
真正的爱的价值就在这里显明出来。
This is where true value of love is found.
这是中国的文化，印度的奥义经，希腊的哲学，从来不明白的东西。
These are things that the Eastern culture or the Western culture can never understand.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天是主啊，我爱你。
Today when we say, Oh Lord, I love you.
我们的主啊，我愿意爱别人。
Or I'm willing to love others.
我们不是真的逞强。不是在表达自己的意志的理想，因为这些都是在外邦的层次。
You are not just boasting or trying to express something that is selfish that even the pagans have.
然而我们可以交给上帝，献给他，呈到他面前的东西，原先都是从他而来，他先给我们的恩典。
All things that we will bring before God came first from His grace.
我们能拿什么出于我们的？是上帝没有的。然后说，我为了爱你，我交给你。
Is there anything that we can take that did not belong to God in the first place?
当你到神面前的，你就发现你所给他的一切，原就是他放在你里面，本来是属于他。
When you come before God, you will realize that everything you would give to Him came first from Him.
当你说我要爱上帝的时候，
When you say, God, I want to love you,
你乃用了从上赐下给你，从上留下来的爱，再带回到他的面前。
You are bringing back to him the love that you received from above.
当你说要爱别人的时候，
When you say I want to love others,
那绝对不是从你的本性的生命中间所能产出来的感情。
Certainly it's not an emotion that will come from your own nature.
那是从神自己的宝座，神自己丰盛的生命的源头 所领受的爱去分享与人。
It is a love that you got from the throne of God from His great abundance.
虽然如此，你说主，我要爱你，我也要爱人。
And then you say, God, I want to love you, I want to love others.
求主你的爱丰丰富富、充充满满的在我的里面运行。
And we say, Lord, may your love come to me abundantly.
使我长进，使我充满你上头那无自私的爱。
That I may grow, that I may have the love, the unselfish love from you.
然后我再用你给我的爱来爱你，用你给我的爱来爱别人。
And then I will love you using the love you have given me to love you and to love others.
如果神听了你的祷告，使你可以做到这一点的话
，If the Lord hears your prayer that you may do this,
那你要醒悟，你在爱神爱人的身上是绝对没有功劳的，因为这不是出于你自己。
You need to be aware that this is not from your own works because it did not come from yourself.
这是神自己的恩。
It came from the grace of God.
那我们在这个爱上，我们要更长进，我们怎么样追求呢？
How do we then grow in this love?
我们自己的爱到底从哪里来的？
Where would this love come from?
一样，爱是从上帝的本性赐给我们。
The first thing we need to know is that love came from the attribute of God.
所以一个人住在爱里面，这个人就住在上帝的里面。
So when a person lives in love, he lives in God.
一个人有上帝的爱，他就享受上帝的同在。
And when a person has the love of God, he enjoys the presence of God.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当你爱上一件神所造的东西的时候
，When you love a thing that God has made,
你的感情是对受造物发出去的。
Your emotions is expressed towards a created being.
但当你爱神的本身的时候
，But when you love God Himself,
你的感情是向创造者发出去。
Your emotions is set towards the Creator.
这样你对受造物之间的爱，跟你对创造者之间的爱，应当是同一个等级的爱吗
？Is this love towards things and the love towards the Creator the same?
Is it the same level? Should we give our life? 不是。
Answer is no.
神是创造者
，God is the creator.
其他是被造之物
，All other things are creatures.
而我们对受造之物的爱
，The love towards the creatures.
是不是它有一些可爱的地方，吸引我、刺激我、启发我，应当用感情来面向才领受它的。
Came about because the creature may inspire me, may stimulate me to love him.
如果这样，我的爱就一定不是爱的本体。
If this is the case, my love would not be love in itself.
我的爱呢是要透过这个爱去领受了受造之物对我的益处的那个层次。
This love would be stuck at the level where I want something from this other creature.
这个爱可能是个动机。
Perhaps it's a motive to do something.
这个爱可能是个钓饵。
And this love may be a bait.
这爱可能是一个工具。
It could be a tool.
我透过这个爱去领受我所要的。
When I use this love, I want to get something else.
所以呢，终极的目的就不是这种感情的本身。
The ultimate goal, therefore, is not the love.
但当我们爱创造者的时候就不一样。
But when we love the Creator, it's a different matter.
因为上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
啊，上帝就是创造者。
And He is the Creator of all things.
当你爱创造者本体的时候，等于你就是爱。爱的本体。
Therefore, when you love the Creator, you are loving love in itself.
那么你爱爱的本体的时候，你就是在爱之外的任何东西，根本你不想再得着。
And all things outside of love, you would not want anymore.
因为你所要的就是爱的东西，这个东西。
What you want is love in itself.
而你爱爱的本体。
When you love love itself,
你就不能用。爱作为钓饵去要求别的东西来满足你的私欲。
You will not use love as a bait to try to get other things.
这样，当你跟爱在一起的时候，你就满足了。
And you will be satisfied when you are in love with love.
你就像耶稣基督一样，爱而不要求有任何的酬报。
Like Jesus Christ, you will love unconditionally.
这样，上帝的爱在基督里就向我们显明出来。
And therefore, the love of God is expressed through Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以，圣经说。住在爱里的人，就是住在上帝的里面。
Therefore, the Bible says, when we live in love, we live in God.
因为上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
你说我爱做好事。
Perhaps you say, well, I love to do good things.
好事变成你的目的。
good things will become a goal.
但当你说我爱爱的本体的时候
，But when you say I love love，
爱就变成一个目的。
Love becomes an object.
你把爱做目的，就不把爱当作一个手段去达到另外一个目的。
When your love becomes the object, it will not become a tool to get something else.
所以你就跟爱结连在一起。
You would then be one with love.
爱从哪里来的？
Where did love come from?
爱是从神那里来的。
It came from God.
因为爱就是神的本性。
Because God is love.
而且神就是爱。
And it is his attribute.
而我们得救也，我们得在上帝的性情上有份。
When we are saved, we partake in his nature.
我们就领受了神本性中间的爱的一部分。
We receive this love that is part of what God is.
我们就向我们的主，我们懂得怎样牺牲自己、舍弃自己、放弃自己、舍己，来把爱表现出来。
Like our Lord, we will learn to be self-sacrificing and we will deny ourselves to express this love.
那么上帝的爱赐给哪一种人？
To whom would God's love be given?
赐给那些真正爱上帝。
It would be given to those who truly loves Him.
谁是真正爱上帝的？
But who are these people?
那些像上帝一样所作所为不要求人的酬报，所作所为不是为了自己有所得失而做的，那些人就是真正爱上帝。
These are the people who are like God, who will do things without asking for a reward.
第二样。
Secondly,
爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
爱从思念基督效法的榜样而来。
It comes from following the example of Jesus Christ and thinking and meditating about Him.
我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
就是具体的神的启示在人间的印记。
He is the true manifestation of the inspiration of God.
所以一切神要人知道的有关他的事情，都在基督的生活层次中间向人表明出来。
Therefore, everything that God wants us to know about Him can be seen in the lifestyle of Jesus Christ.
神借着赐下基督，乐意把他启示给我们。
God gave us Jesus Christ, and He was willing to reveal Himself to us through Him.
这样，基督就成了神启示人的一个工具。
And Christ became a tool of God's revelation.
基督也成了神自我显现的一个具体。
And it is the actual manifestation of God Himself.
所以我们看见基督，就是看见神开插到世界上来。
When we see Jesus Christ, it's like seeing God on earth.
耶稣说：“你们看见了我，不是看见了我。”你们是看见那差我来的父。
Jesus Christ said, "When you look at me and when you see me, you are not looking at me, but the Father who has sent me."
耶稣说：“你们信我，不是信我，乃是信那差我来的父。
”Jesus Christ said, "When you believe in me, you are not believing in me, but the Father who sent me."
以此类推，耶稣也可以说：“你们爱我，就是爱那差我来的父上。
”And therefore, implicitly, when we love Jesus Christ, we love the Father who sent him.
我们的真正爱主。我们就要顺从他的命令。
And if we truly love him, we would be obedient to his command.
因为顺命胜过献祭。
Obedience is more important than sacrifice.
爱就要遵行他的命令。
If we love him, we would be obedient to his will.
若有人爱我，他就遵行我的命令。
Jesus Christ said, if anyone would love me, he would be obedient to my commandments.
人若行出神的命令，他就具体显明他的心是爱上帝。
If we are obedient to the will of God, it is a full expression of how we will love Him.
我们的爱心不能增加。
How can our love be increased?
因为我们缺乏效法基督。
It cannot be increased when we do not follow Jesus Christ.
我们爱心停止在哪里？
Is our love stop at a certain stage?
因为我们没有思念我们的主在地上的爱是怎样的。
It is often because we do not think about how our Lord has loved.
这个跟所有旧约的先知、新约的使徒、历代的教父、圣人、传道人。完全不一样。
This is different from all the apostles and all the great saints in the Bible.
因为先知所预言的，使徒所揭示的，就是这一位成了中心人物的上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
The prophets have prophesied and the New Testament writers have wrote about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以我们注视他。
So we need to focus on him.
我们思念他。
And think about what he has
done. 我们效法他的时候。
And follow his example.
我们才可能达到更丰盛的爱在生活中间的表达。
When we do all this, we are able to express love in a more abundant manner.
所以对基督的效法，对基督的思想，对基督的明白， 就成了我们爱的第二动力。
The understanding of Jesus Christ and the following of His example become our second expression of love.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
第三样。
The third one.
爱从哪里来的？
Where did love come from?
爱从顺从圣灵而结出的果子里面出来的。
It comes from the fruit of the Holy Spirit when we are obedient to Him.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, and faithfulness.
那么这个整个的果子是从爱作为开始的。
And all this fruit comes forth from love.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
所以当一个人顺从圣灵的时候，
When a person is obedient to the Holy Spirit,
上帝的爱就透过他变成他圣灵的果子。
The love of God will come forth from him like the fruit of the Spirit.
当一个人柔软顺服圣灵引导的时候，
When a person is gentle and obedient to the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就把上帝的爱浇灌在他心中，透过他表现出来。
The Holy Spirit will give him the love of God to be expressed through his life.
圣灵就成了爱的第三个源头。
The Holy Spirit becomes the third source of love.
这岂不是很合理的事情吗？
This is very logical.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
爱是父的性情。
Love is an attribute of the Father.
爱是子的生活。
And the lifestyle of the Son.
爱是圣灵的果子。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当我们完全顺服圣灵的时候，他就没有条件的、没有拦阻的，透过我们的顺从，结出他要在我们身上结出的果子来。
And when we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, He will unconditionally bear His fruit in our life.
今天基督徒的追求，
Today when Christians sought after
something, 今天基督徒要付的代价，
The price that we have to pay,
最基本的只有一条，就是顺从圣灵。
Fundamentally, there is only one to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺从圣灵的时候，
When we are obedient to the Holy Spirit,
就像一个小小的孩子柔软的时候，在一个老师掌握之下学习写字的形式。
It's like a child who is guided by a teacher when he writes.
当这个学生完全懂得要顺服他的先生，软化他自己手的时候，他写出的字就很漂亮。
When a student knows how to be obedient and be gentle, he will write a good writing.
但是这个老师要向左，他要向右，要向前，他要向后的时候，他就写出神不神、鬼不鬼的字出来了。
But when the student try to oppose the guidance of the teacher's hand, and the writing will look horrible.
而且字字难看。
Every word will look terrible.
因为双重意志在的引导。
Because there are two views in the writing.
一个向右，就一个向左。
One wants to go right, the other want to go left.
向上就是向下。
One wants to go up, the other want to come down.
没有一个字写出那个字的风格，那个字的美丽出来。
And not a single word will be written properly.
基督的生活也是如此。
This is the case for the Christian life.
圣灵引导我们的，我们故意跟他反抗。
When the Holy Spirit leads us in a certain direction and we purposely go against
him, 我们没有用温柔的心领受所栽种的道。
Without a heart of gentleness, we did not receive the word.
我们没有用顺从的灵让他引导我们。
Without the spirit of obedience, we will not let him guide us.
所以我们所接触的圣灵的果子是不大像样的果子。
And so the fruit we bear in our life doesn't look too good.
虽然有一些果子的味道，但是也有其他的味道在其中。
Although it seems to have some flavor there, but it seems to have other flavors.
所以我们的爱就不能表彰神性。
And we cannot express divinity through our love.
这是第三样。
This is the third area.
第四样。
The fourth area.
爱从哪里来？怎样增加呢？
How do we grow in love?
爱是从十字架的经历而产生的。
Love comes from the experience of the cross.
爱是从对基督的受苦的了解而明白的。
The understanding of the suffering of Christ.
当我们明白基督受苦的事情。
When we understand about the suffering of Christ,
我们明白的程度跟我们可以爱主的程度可以成为正比。
The way we love others is actually directly related to our understanding of the suffering of Christ.
为什么许多的基督徒没有爱主？
Why is it that many Christians do not
love the
Lord?
因为他们从来没有经历基督十字架的那个情景。
Because they have never experienced the cross of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么约翰、比彼得、比雅各、比所有其他的门徒讲上帝的爱讲得更透彻的真正原因。
This is the true reason why the Apostle John has a much in-depth understanding of the love of God.
虽然在刚才我们读的哥林多前书第十三章里面全章论到上帝的爱。
Although we have read in 1 Corinthians 13 about the love of God.
里面有最伟大的词句是世界的世人望尘莫及的。
It has all the most beautiful phrases that cannot be found in human writing.
但是你把这些的词句跟约翰所讲的，你发现约翰有另外一个境界是保罗所没有的。
But when you compare this writing to that of the Apostle John, you will see that John has something that Paul did not have.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫以信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。不是保罗，是约翰讲出来。
John wrote, God so loved the world that he gave the world his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
你们的彼此相爱，这样众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。这句话是约翰记载下来。
And John recorded Jesus saying, we are to love one another that the others will know that you are my disciples.
人如不能够爱所看得见的弟兄，怎么能爱那看不见的上帝？也是约翰告诉我们。
And John wrote, if we cannot love the brethren that we can see, how can we love God that is invisible?
上帝爱我们，才请基督成为我们的挽回祭。上帝对我们的爱就在此显明出来。
God loved us and sent Jesus Christ as our propitiation. The love of God is seen in this man.
基督为我们舍命，我们从此才知道什么叫做爱。我们应当为弟兄舍命，这些都是约翰的话语。
And John wrote that Jesus died for us that we may know what love is, and we ought to die for our brother.
为什么同样跟随耶稣基督，其他的门徒写不出这些话？
There are many apostles that followed Jesus Christ that did not write all this.
为什么同样领受耶稣亲自的教导，他们没有这样深奥的圣经见？
They were taught directly by Jesus Christ, but they never wrote such profound words.
原因只有一个。
There is only one reason.
约翰上过哥哥塔山。
The apostle John went up to the Golgotha.
约翰亲自经历了十字架。
And he has experienced the cross of Christ.
约翰听见、看见耶稣受钉死以前所讲过那些不是人的生命可以发出来的话。
And John witnessed for himself all the words that Jesus Christ spoke of that cannot have come from man.
这些经历改变了他的一生。
All these experiences transformed his life.
这些经历使这个充满仇恨、暴烈个性的约翰变成一个化恨为爱、全身涌进。浸淫在上帝恩典之中的人
he transformed a person that had an impulsive kind of a temperament into a person that is a force of love.
约翰变成一个个性完全不一样的人。
He was completely transforming character.
从前的凶恶、闷烈、报仇，现在充满爱、亏欠、忍耐、受苦。
He was impulsive, he had a bad temperament, but now he is loving, he is gentle.
当教会没有经历十字架的时候，教会不能真正增长。
And when if the church does not actually experience the cross of Jesus Christ, it will not have true growth.
教会的增长不是从受苦去领受的，教会的增长是肤浅的，是表面的。
If the growth of church is not based on the suffering of Christ, it will be superficial in nature.
这小至个人，大至基督的身体，所有属灵生命的长进。都需要经历十字架。
This principle applies to the individual and also to the entire body of Christ, the experience of the cross.
我不知道约翰是什么时候回到哥哥他山上去。
I do not know when John returned to Golgotha.
可能他感到内疚，我这个自称最爱主的人，怎么变成让我的主这样凄惨被钉在十字架上？
Perhaps he felt guilty that his Lord would have been crucified alone.
我要回去，我要回去。
And so he said, I must return.
我要在他的脚前亲自看他怎么样被定被挂。
I must witness his crucifixion before him.
我不能留在这里，我要回到哥哥他山。
I cannot stay here. I must return to Golgotha.
所以当他一步一步走上去的时候
，And as he returns step by step,
他是不是陪着耶稣都没听？圣经没有讲。
The Bible didn't tell us whether he accompanied the mother of Christ.
是不是一群圣界的圣徒，包括马大拉玛利亚一同上去？圣经也没有讲。
Or whether it is with the other women.
圣经记载，所有的男人只有约翰上去。
But the Bible tells us only John was there.
在哥他山上有玛利亚，耶稣的母亲。
Among the men, only John was there. Mary was there.
在哥他山上还有马大拉玛利亚被主医治赶过七个鬼而痊愈的一个女人在那里。
And Mary, who was exorcised by Jesus Christ.
而最少有这两个人。
At least there were two of them.
是女的。
The women.
而男的只有记载一个门徒。约翰在哪里
？And among the men, only one, the Apostle John.
这些话都给我们看见，在某些时刻，女人是比男人更勇敢的。
So it tells us that at certain moment in time, the women are more courageous than men.
在某些最需要的时刻，那些被人弱者的女人是比男人更亲近主、更爱上主。
at moment of crisis, women that many consider as weak are closer to God.
至少还有一个约翰在那边，不然全世界的男人就一文不值了。
Fortunately, only the Apostle John was there, so at least there's a representation for the men.
当约翰走向哥他的时候，
When John went to Golgotha,
一路会发现流下的血所经历的路程。
As he walked, he must have discovered the droplets of blood.
世界的道路是牺牲的道路。
The pathway of the cross is one of sacrifice.
世界的道路是无声不愿流血为别人牺牲自我的道路。
The way of the cross is a way that is self-sacrificing and willing.
他的心已经被这个爱所融化了。
His heart must have been melted by this love.
他的思想已经完全平定下来。
His thought must have been at peace with this.
他知道在山上他要见的就是这爱的本体。
He must have known that he would see love in itself on the cross.
就是神具体用爱道成肉身表现出来，也为我们舍弃肉身死的那个源头。
And how God will physically show his love in self-sacrificing death.
基督愿意为我们死。
Christ was willing to die for us.
他本身是爱的源头。
He himself is the source of love.
所以约翰只能两泪，两行的眼泪流下来，一句话都不敢说。坐在那里看，这个叫做爱，这个叫做爱。
The Apostle John must have been weeping without a word, witnessing what love is all about.
当你看约翰福音用希腊文写的时候，
When you see the Apostle John writing the Gospel of John in Greek,
你知道他不是一个普通的渔夫。
You will know that he's no ordinary fisherman.
他是个极大极大的天才。
He was a great genius indeed.
他用词是哲学家用过的词。
The phrases he used were the same as that of philosophers.
讲说是超过属于哲学家用最新鲜的题材的讲说。
His explanation is far beyond that of other philosophers.
这个伟大的年轻人约翰。
This great young person John.
看见这一幕的时候。
When he witnessed this scene.
神的爱就充满他的心。
The love of God would have filled him.
今天我们不能爱神，不能爱人。
Today when we have difficulty loving God and others.
今天我们没有见到神先怎么样爱我们。
It comes because we do not know how God first loved us.
今天我们没有看见十字架上的意象。
We have not seen the vision on the cross.
我们没有办法表达我们应该怎样爱上帝，因为他先爱我。
And so we cannot express how we should love God because he first loved us.
约翰经历了这一幕以后，
After the Apostle John experienced this,
他就写了这句话，基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
And he wrote how Christ died for us. This is how we know what love is.
这爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
爱从圣父的心情来。
It came from God the Father.
爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
爱从基督生命的榜样来。
It came from the life of Jesus Christ.
爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
爱从对圣灵的顺从，在我们内心结出仁爱的果子来。
It comes from the fruit of the Holy Spirit when we are obedient to Him.
爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
从像约翰一样在十字架的上面体会经历了基督的受苦而明白过来。
It comes when we understand the experience of the cross and suffering of Christ like the Apostle John.
其实我们对主的爱增加了吗？
Have we had an increase in our love towards God?
我们对阿加贝向上的爱了解了吗？
Do we have a better understanding of agape love from above?
美国有很多教会增长课程的神学院，但是读了那些以后，很少的教会增长。
In America, there are many courses that help you to have church growth, but many graduates do not have church growth.
中国有许多教会增长的那些牧师传道，从来不读过教会增长。
And in China, there are many churches that are growing rapidly, and the pastors have never studied before.
这秘诀在哪里呢？
Where then is the secret?
这些教会经历过十字架，那些教会没有经历过十字架。
It is because the church in China has experienced the cross, but not that of other places.
我不是说学术不重要。今天许多的人看重修辞，过于看重十字架经历。
I'm not saying that academic studies are not important, but many people have placed that more than the suffering of Christ.
神的定力很清楚，给我们看见。
The principle of God is very clear.
一定要先死才有复活。
We must have death before we have resurrection.
先十字架才有冠冕。
We must have the cross before the crown.
先忍耐才得救。
We must have patience before salvation.
先在苦难中间体会神的同在，生命才进入更丰盛的地方。
We must experience the presence of God in suffering before we can enter into abundance in life.
十字架的经历是绝对要经过的。
The experience of cross is therefore necessary.
今天在我来的一位弟兄，他对我说一些话，我很感动。
The brother that sent me here today said something to me that inspired me greatly.
今天我把我几个孩子寄到北京去读中文。
He said, I've sent my children to Beijing to study Chinese.
因为他们在印尼，所以中文不好，要带他去。
They are not good at Chinese when they are in Indonesia.
那么去的时候，那边的宿舍有好几种，因为中国已经是名副其实的资本主义了。
But say in Beijing, the dormitories have many different types.
所以有的很贵的，又很便宜的。我叫我的孩子住在最便宜的宿舍，五个人一个房间，五个人一个洗澡房，而且很不卫生，又要等着半死。原来他是一个很富有的家庭的孩子。
And this rich man said, I send my children to the cheapest dormitory where five have to share a room and a bathroom.
是不是这个人想节省？
Is it because he was thrifty?
不是。
No.
他对我说，我从前苦过，我知道做人应当怎么样。现在我的孩子根本没有经验，他最苦的时候还是住洋楼，我不知道怎么样对待他。
He said that when I was young, I was poor, so I understand the value of it. But my children are so rich, even at the worst, they are still staying in a bungalow.
现在有机会的时候，我就训练他。
So I need to train them when there's opportunity.
让他体会穷人的痛苦。
To let them experience poverty.
让他知道别人是怎么样生活。
Let them know that how others live.
因为他活在一个娇生惯养，什么都有，一个洋楼，一个大房子，有花园的这个地方，原不是他应当配的。
Because they live in a great environment with a garden and lots of beds, and they are spoiled.
我听完了，很适合我的教导方式。
When I heard it, I thought it is consistent to how I.
所以我就问他说：“你太太赞成吗？”
So I say, would your wife agree?
好，有许多丈夫决定一些事情，太太莫名其妙。
Many a times the husband will decide something and the wife would oppose.
太太说：“你不怕他给人家拐走吗？”
The wife said, are you not afraid that they will get kidnapped?
期间他太太非常不同意。
In the beginning, the wife was opposing to this.
我们不是没有能力。
She said, it is not that we cannot afford.
为什么要苦待自己的孩子?
Why do we want to torture our children?
他的回答反过来。
Now his answer was the other way
around. 我们的孩子需要训练。
He said, our children need to be trained.
为什么要抢夺他们被训练的机会?
Why do we take away this opportunity for them to learn?
我们的孩子需要奋斗。
Our children need to strive.
为什么不让他有一点穷苦的经历呢?
Why do we not want to have them to have experience of poverty?
讨论很久以后，他的太太也同意了。
After much discussion, the wife agreed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神有时就这样磨练我们。
Sometimes this is how God would train us.
所以使我们可以领受一种很特殊的经验，在那经验里面领受真正的爱的建立。
That we will be established in true love by going through special circumstances.
所以第五方面，爱从哪里来？
The fifth area where love comes from.
爱从受苦的经验中体会出来。
It comes when we experience suffering.
爱从真正了解苦难中间的人产生出的感受引起的同情而来。
It comes when we have this emotion that is squeezed out of the experience of suffering.
一个人受苦受得多的时候。
When a person has suffered a lot,
他呢一听别人讲什么苦，他马上了解在哪一种经历中间。我知道你讲什么，我经历过，因为我丰丰富富的苦难，你每一种苦难我都有 sample 在里面。
Because he will have empathy towards those who have suffered, because he has gone through it himself.
这就是神使你受苦的原因。
This is one of the reasons why God would allow us to suffer.
透过你受过的苦的经验，你可以爱。你可以同情那些同样苦难的人。
Through the experience of suffering, you will have true empathy and understanding towards those who truly suffer.
从来没有受苦的人很难去爱别人。
It is difficult for you to love others when you have never suffered.
很难去体会别人。
Or to understand them.
最多同情别人。
Perhaps you have sympathy.
一边同情，一边以施恩者的态度表示我对你这么好，你还不感觉到吗
？And as you have sympathy, you feel that you are doing a great thing to have sympathy.
你没有办法这个用爱去建造别人的基督徒。
You will not be a Christian that will build others up in love.
圣经讲的彼此建立只有一个原则，在爱中彼此建立。
The Bible only has one principle for building up each other, and that is in love.
那你怎么彼此建立呢
？How do you build each other up?
你们用爱彼此建立的。
How do you use love to build?
你怎么能爱他呢
？How do you love another person?
你同情他。
You have
你怎么同情他呢
？Why do you have sympathy?
曾经有过这样的感情。
Because you have experienced.
为什么你同样有这样的感情
？Why do you have the same experience?
因为曾经受过他现在受的痛苦。
Because you have gone through the same suffering.
这样说来
，Therefore,
神使我们痛苦是不可缺少的教育工具。
The suffering would become a very necessary lesson that God will give to us.
神使我们受苦，乃是建立我们一个奋斗。不愿意屈服的精神。
And when God made us suffer, it's often to train us that we will not be able to give up easily.
虽然同样受苦难的人不一定产生同样的感情的回应。
Although the same people who go through the same suffering may have different reactions.
有的人做了孤儿，结果就专门到处作乱，到处作恶。
Some people may be an orphan and then they become a robber or a gangster.
有的人做了孤儿，有一生一世就筹建孤儿院。
While some orphans will grow up building a lot more orphanages.
同样的经历不一定产生同样人格的果效。
So the same experiences may not produce the same results in character. 但
不因这样不可把苦难的正面的作用我们先吸收。
But still we have to absorb the real positive lesson of suffering first.
保罗说我们靠着基督多受患难，我们就多受安慰。
The Apostle Paul says that through Christ we suffer greatly and yet we are comforted greatly.
在基督里我受过患难，我就能帮助那些在患难中间的人。
If I have suffered in Christ, I can help those who are suffering in the same manner.
这是第五样，爱从哪里来？
This is the fifth source of love.
体恤别人的软弱。
It comes from empathy.
了解别人的痛苦。
It comes from understanding the suffering.
知道自己受过这种苦，有一种在苦中同病相怜的那种可怜。
It comes from the sense of sharing of the sense of suffering and experiences.
这就是 compassion.
A compassion.
这就是爱
love.
那么在这样的状况中，使得爱就充满我们。
And in this manner, the love of God fills us.
我们就分享自己，叫别人与我们一同领受上帝爱的光照、高摩跟应用。
And we are able to share the illumination, anointing, and the use of the love of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天要先讲到这个地方。
We will stop right here.
愿主的爱充满我们。
May the love of God fill us.
主的爱引导我们。
May the love of God guide us.
主的爱改变我们。
May the love of God transform us.
许多许多的基督徒从来不想改变。
Many Christians would not want to be transformed.
现在我问你一个问题。
I will ask you this question.
有哪一个人常常听感情神话超过十次的，请举手。
Those who have been here more than 10 times in this lesson, raise your hand.
特别是感情神话超过十次的，请举手。
On the theme of the sanctification of emotions.
五次以上的，请举手。
More than 5 times.
今天第一次来的，请举手。
Those who are here for the first time.
我要问你一个问题。
I will ask one question.
你听了这些以后，你感情有没有神话？
After listening to all this, has your emotion been made holy?
你中间恨的人还在恨他吗？
Are you still hating those who you used to hate?
你讨厌的人在讨厌他吗？
Do you still dislike people you used to dislike?
如果你丝毫没有改变，
If you have not been changed,
那我很怀疑我为什么继续站在这里 在对你讲话。
Then I wonder why I should stand here and keep preaching to you.
我不要笑，我是一个自己很严格对付自己。
I am a person that demands sternly for myself.
我很盼望我继续不断改变，像成我主的样子。
I want to be transformed to be more and more like my Lord.
人对我怎么样是他与神之间的关系。
No matter how others treat me, it is a matter between Him and God.
我里面的喜怒哀乐需要圣化。
But all the emotions in me need to be made sanctified.
我里面所有的感情需要改变。
All my emotions need to be transformed.
只有一个愿意改变的人，是一个继续灵性长进的。
Only when we are willing to be transformed will we grow spiritually.
今天早上我在我的教会讲了很重的话。
This morning in my church, I rebuke the people sternly.
因为我们有许多人愿意听到，不愿意行道。
Because there are many who listen but few who do.
所以在你一切所行的上，你都不蒙上帝的赐福。
And so the Lord will not bless everything that you do.
我说今天我们预备被改变的人太少。
I said today that few of us are willing to change.
所以你听了几年，你的灵性还是这样。
So after a few years of sermon, we stay the same.
因为你没有改变。
Because we have not changed.
但有一些人不是如此。
But not the case for some.
尽量听有哪一句话可以改变我。
They will listen intensely for words that will transform them.
他尽量注意到有哪一件事是我应当改变。
They will take note of things that will change their lives.
有改变，改变。
They will change, and change.
他就更完美，他们就更进步。
And become more perfect and have improvement.
Toyota Lexus.
The same Toyota Lexus.
在今年年头的时候，在某一个广告里面讲了一句话。
Has a slogan in one of the advertisements.
新的产品已经经过了一万个修改。
He said it is a new product that has 10,000 improvements.
10,000 improvement in one new version.
一个新的产品有一万个改进。
从前有个人对我说：“你要买美国车吗？每年都是新的，就是旧机器加一个铁桶在外面。”
Someone once said to me, "You want to buy an American car? Every year they have a new model, but it's the same engine."
旧的机器加一个新的铁盖、铁壳、铁盖，很漂亮，漆得亮亮，就叫美国车。
New engine with a very nice new shell. Old engine.
从前我们小的时候，你买的这个，怪不得这么快坏，日本货。
When we are young, we look at things that are spoiled easily. We say, "Well, it must be made in Japan."
30年前我在日本讲道的时候
30 years ago when I preached in Japan,
他们的现在不一样。
They said the time has changed.
他们现在也没有日本货，没有，还去找外国货。
Nowadays people look for the Japanese brand first before they look for other brands.
除了乐器跟 speaker 以外。
Other than musical instrument and audio speaker.
因为他们知道他们爸爸做了那好的乐器。
Because the Japanese know that they cannot reach that standard.
高级的人一定是买 Steinway, Boston Dover 那些外国最好的乐器。
Good musicians will buy Steinway and other kind of brands.
有钱人先买 Quad, 先买 Westminster, 先买 Tannoy, 先买 JBL, 这些外国的好 speaker.
And when a person is rich, they will buy all these brands that are overseas rather than
Japanese. 买不到或者买不起，他们才买 Denon, 才买这个 Panasonic 这些日本的东西。
And when they cannot afford the best, they will buy the Japanese.
但是他们明白一件事情。
But all understand one thing.
把日本做的东西都是很难用坏的。
Things that are made by the Japanese can last for a while.
你们用过 Toyota, 你就知道我在讲什么。
If you drive a Toyota car, you know what I mean.
我告诉我今天不是 Toyota 的代理人。
I'm not their salesman or spokesman today.
但是他们1973年做了 Corolla 以后。
But after they have Corolla in 1973.
到现在最少4000万辆卖掉。
At least 400 million has
no,
been, 40 million has been sold.
这是在历史上从来没有一部车一种形状一个 division 卖比它更多的。
In history, this is the one that has the most sale for one model.
这个车的好处在哪里？
How good is this car?
你只要照着它的时间，照着规律去保养。
If you maintain the car based on the schedule,
你几乎不需要修了。
Is almost maintenance.
你就是倒油，他喝完了就跑了。
You just need to fill it up with oil.
他们说 Toyota 什么都好，有个毛病，什么毛病呢？就是 trouble free, so free that has nothing to do boring 的毛病。
The problem is that it's too trouble free.
我问楼博士，你这一辆车用几年了？差不多4年，修理过没有？不需要，就是保养吧。
I asked Dr. Low whether he's repaired.
为什么？
He said no.
因为他们要改进
because they always seek to improve.
哪一个人肯写一张 Toyota 你的车毛病在你给他他一定谢谢你他一定保留他去研究
and if you point out their mistake they will thank you and they will quickly study about it
这种精神你没有我没有
you and I do not have this spirit
Toyota 被批评他谢谢他改进
when Toyota is being criticized they actually thank the criticism
我们受批评马上反弹油盐不是太脏
But when we are criticized, we get angry and we blame the other party.
有哪一个公司用他 profit 的24% 在做研究改良他的产品？没有。
There are no other company that will spend 24% of their revenue on research and development.
所以他们几乎没有出过一部错误的或者失败的车。
So they almost never make a mistake.
到了今年年头那句，我吓了一跳。Lexus, the new version had changed.10,000 items in design.
And the advertisement this year shocked me.
今天我们改多少？
How much improvement do we have?
感情生活讲完了。
We have finished this series of
emotions. 你听了很多很重要的道理。
You have heard many important teachings.
你改了多少？
How much have you changed?
10,000 items?
Is it 10,000?
Or not even one item?
或者一样都没有。
我们改变没有。
Have we changed?
感情生活。
Have our emotions been made
感情生活。
Our emotions.
我要有圣爱。
I want to have holy love,
圣义,
holy righteousness,
圣善,
holy goodness,
圣怒,
holy wrath,
圣恨,
holy hatred,
圣妒忌,
holy jealousy,
圣牺牲,
holy sacrifice,
圣化的感觉,
emotions that have been made holy.
更像我的主,
that I may be more like my Lord.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.